Lord Stannis would be found in the chamber of the painted table atop the stone drum, Dragonstone's central keep, so named for the way its ancient walls boomed and rumbled during storms. To reach him, they must cross the gallery, pass through the middle and inner walls with their guardian gargoyles and black iron gates, and ascend more steps than Cresson had cared to contemplate. Young men climbed steps two at a time, for old men with bad hips, every one, was of torment. But Lord Stannis would not think to come to him, so the maester resigned himself to the ordeal. He had Pylas to help him, at the least, and for that he was grateful. Shuffling along the gallery, they passed before a row of tall arch windows with commanding views of the outer bailey, the curtain wall, and the fishing village beyond. In the yard, archers were firing at practice butts to the call of "Notch! Draw! Loose!" The arrows made a sound like a flock of birds taking wing. Guardsmen strode the wall walks, peering between the gargoyles on the host camp without. The morning air was hazy with the smoke of cook fires as 3,000 men sat down to break their fasts beneath the banners of their lords. Past the sprawl of the camp, the anchorage was crowded with ships. No craft that had come within sight of Dragonstone this past half-year had been allowed to leave again.